Nowadays, with wages stagnant and many jobs hard to get, people think of starting a business as a way to make money and have more surety in life, with no office politics, the joy of being your own boss, no layoffs and the like. People also look at successful businessmen and envy their lifestyle and independence. So I understand the temptation to strike out on one's own, but before you make that leap into what I call the entrepreneurial abyss, I want to warn you that entrepreneurship carries far greater perils than the mundaneness and irritants of regular jobs. Now, there's no doubt that the opportunity for riches is more available to those who can create profitable businesses. We see this all the time when the media highlights the shining successes of Google and Facebook and Bill Gates, but underlying it all is a different story. You see, the struggles and high rates of entrepreneurial failure often get glossed over as the world celebrates geniuses like Steve Jobs who break the rules and change the world, and politicians praise them as wealth and job creators, and glossy magazines drool over their homes and lifestyles. But the stark, harsh reality is that first-time founders have pretty much zero job security, often have severe financial worries and social lives that barely exist. The path of entrepreneurship is full of speed bumps and dead ends with no smooth road to prosperity. Entrepreneurs no longer enjoy the perks of a steady corporate job, such as a company that's providing health care or a matching 401k contributions, paid vacation days, free weekends, and the dependability of a steady paycheck. A steady paycheck itself can help build fortunes, no matter how small the paycheck. I've heard many stories of school teachers and factory workers living frugal lifestyles, saving and investing regularly, and building multi-million dollar fortunes. Also, a steady paycheck makes it easier to get a home loan or finance a purchase of a car or new appliances, and entrepreneurs, on the flip side, have to dig into their life savings just to make employee payroll while taking no salary themselves. They find mortgage and other loans hard to get because their incomes are seen as higher risk. And they spend all their time, morning to night, including weekends, working on their ideas, generating sales, and trying to make their business successful. Consequently, their lives often become highly stressful and their relationships often strained to breaking point. Starting a company is amazingly difficult work. You have no life balance, no family time, and you'll never work harder in your life. Now, I don't want to be too much of a Debbie Downer, you know. The reality is that the path to entrepreneurial success is strewn with dead startups because half of all American startups are out of business within 5 years, and most all the companies that survive barely hobble along. Fully 75% of all startups backed by venture capitalists fail to return the capital that is invested in them, let alone generate a positive return. And entrepreneurs earn 35% less over a 10-year period than those in paid jobs. So, my point is that it's time to replace our romantic view of entrepreneurship with one that understands that businesses are very, very hard to build from scratch. It's far easier to collect a $100,000 paycheck as an employee than generate $100,000 in profits from your own business. So if you're planning on starting a business, be fully aware of the life-changing pitfalls, the financial struggles, and the high rates of failure. This doesn't mean you shouldn't follow your dream. That's not what I'm saying here. I'm just saying that you should have two eyes open. You need to be realistic and you need to be prepared. Make sure you plan ahead. Make sure that you have at least 2 years of savings to pay all your bills while you're building up your business. Then once you commit, do so, as I said, with open eyes, because a large part of entrepreneurial success is about sticking it out through the inevitable tough times. And you should also know when to draw the line if your business isn't really taking off. So don't be overly wedded to your ideas. You may love your ideas, but your ideas may not love you back, if you know what I'm saying. Now, I deeply respect entrepreneurs, and I think entrepreneurial success really critically depends on good planning, lots of saving, a clear view, and emotional preparedness of the many stresses you and your family will inevitably shape. So before you quit your job to become an entrepreneur, assess where you are in life, what your responsibilities are. Sometimes it's just easier to do a venture before you start a family. And at other times, perhaps it pays to build up your retirement savings before giving entrepreneurship a shot. Essentially, it pays to have fewer balls in the air so you can better focus on your venture. As for everyone else, the non-entrepreneurs, I want you to have a lot more respect for people who put their lives on the line to build something from nothing. Treasure the perks of your steady job and know that the odds of a regular working person becoming a millionaire are higher than the probability of entrepreneurial success, provided you live within your means and save and invest regularly in a disciplined manner. Some of my final thoughts on the subject. Some years ago, there was a series of books and games that came out with the name Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And it was a great story and very well written and very exciting to read. And it was about the author whose father was a school teacher and never really, you know, saved any money, never really attained any wealth, while the son, who was the author, went on to start some businesses and became very, very wealthy. And he really started a trend, or he advanced this trend that was taking place back then for entrepreneurship. And, you know, I had my own business and a family member of mine was also looking to do something. And he started his own business as well. And I realized after watching him and the struggles that he went through and knowing my own struggles that, you know, having your own business is really not for everybody. You know, many people should be employees. Many people are better off getting a steady paycheck and just, you know, doing what it is they do and doing it extremely well and finding, you know, the good things in life about it. So once again, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, make sure that you have that kind of personality and make sure that you have the financial wherewithal to withstand all the bumps and challenges along the way.